Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, yes, off and running on a now, what, Thursday morning? Hey, it's Gordon Damer with you here, your overnight oasis back in effect. As we take you up until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show comes your way. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. Lots to discuss, plenty to get into over these 3 hours. And a lot has happened since the last time I've been on. The baseball trade deadline has come and gone. Has anyone informed Brian Cashman? I'm not sure. The Mets have a new viral sensation on the mound. We'll get into that at some point as well. And just, you know, like, the trade deadline was supposed to be really the last significant date in the Mets season, right? Like, let's see what David Stearns can bring back, what he can move out of here. But the season is over. And look, I'm not saying not to watch games. You still, as a fan, you're going to plop yourself down on the couch. You're going to listen to the games. You're going to watch the games because you're a fan. But in terms of significant things in moments in time, it's not like the Mets are going to get on a hot streak and make a charge for a playoff spot or anything like that. The trade deadline was really supposed to be the last significant thing that happened in the course of the regular season. But then all of a sudden you get reports about Freddie Peralta putting together meetings with Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto, and that whole thing comes right back up again. But let's start with the Yankees, because the Yankees last night go out and lose the Cardinals 3-1 at the stadium. Game was delayed by rain for a while. That was actually the highlight of the night, was the rain being delayed. And it almost feels like to me, and look, I've not been on for a little while, but see if this makes sense to you. I feel like the Yankees' problem is that they don't score enough runs. Does it feel that way to you? It feels that way to me. It feels like the Yankees' offense, I don't know how to put it, kind of stinks. Kind of stinks. It's not very good. It's like pulling teeth. Watching games with the Yankees is like pulling teeth. And it's felt like this for a while, and now that we've had a large enough sample size, right? We have all of June, all of July. We're now into August. I think it's clear to say that even with him, in some ways, with him out of the lineup, Aaron Judge has proved his value even more so when you get to see what the Yankee lineup looks like without Aaron Judge. Because he was propping this whole thing up. This whole thing was propped up on him. He's there. The offense doesn't look so bad. They can score 5 runs a game on an average basis. And you can delude yourself into thinking, you know what, maybe this year it's going to be different come October. But now he has been gone for over 2 months. And to me, I'm not as wise, I'm not as brilliant as Brian Cash. I'm not running the New York Yankees. I'm hosting a radio show at 2 o'clock in the morning for 9 people. But it feels like to me, watching the games on a regular basis, that the Yankee offense really isn't very good. Isn't very good. Now, yesterday you did get, I guess, some people, it's weird to me what people think is good news. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, this is really good news. I'm thinking to myself, is it really good news? But you got good news, I guess, on Aaron Judge, that there was a fresh round of imaging on his injury. And he is now able, he's been cleared for light physical activity. So let me get this straight. Because sometimes it's me. Sometimes I'm the problem. I get it. My wife tells me all the time I'm the problem. So he goes down at the end of May. When he goes down, Judge, they say 4 to 6 weeks will do re-imaging. It's 4 to 6 weeks. They do the reimaging, and they come back, and they say, well, there's been some healing. He hadn't done anything for 6 weeks, and there was some healing. And people said, hey, that's good news. Is that good news? I don't feel like that's good news. Some healing. I would like to think that it was all healed. That would be good news. Oh, he's all healed now. He's had 6 weeks of rest, and the injury that was there with the rib is now all healed. Some healing makes me feel like there's not really that much healing. It's not even like you said you were mostly healed. You got some healing. I would figure that there was going to be some healing. But that was presented as good news. So at that time, they told us, hey, we're going to have another round of tests here at some point. Not going to tell you when. It's going to just fall out of the sky. We don't want to put too much. Okay, they go and they get a new round of tests. And now Aaron Judge has been cleared for light physical activity. So again, it's been what now? 2 months now, right? Over 2 months since he went down. May 31st, I believe, is when he went down. So we've had all of June, all of July. We are into August. And now he's been cleared for light physical activity. Not swinging a bat, not throwing a ball. And again, look, I understand you got to be cautious with this type of thing. All I'm saying is, it feels like they're kind of running out of time on this thing. Like, he has to get up and ready to go here in the next 54. There's 54 days before the playoffs start. And I don't think it's the type of thing where in the next 54 days, like, he can't get it to, hey, we'll just no rehab or anything like that. Like, you're going to need to get him up to speed here. It doesn't feel like things are moving very quickly. That much is for sure. And we think about, well, the playoffs in October. They're really not. This year, they start in September. They start at the end of September. So you got less than 2 months to go here. And in the last 2 months, not a whole lot has happened. So I realize people are presenting it as, and I guess it is better than the worst case scenario. It's better than nothing. It's better than nothing else has changed. So at least now he can go run outside. But after 2 months of an injury that he has guaranteed us he'll be back, the Yankees continue to maintain that he's going to be back. What I take away from this whole thing is nobody knows anything. They're hoping, right? The Yankees are a very optimistic organization. They don't like to say anything negative. They don't like to focus on they want to focus on the positive. Let's not be too negative over here. Everything's wine and sunshine and roses. But it feels like to me that nobody really knows. Nobody has a real good idea. And until, it's like when you're building, so until the shovels go in the dirt, nothing's really planned out. Until he's able to swing a bat and see how he recovers from that, all of this is just guesswork. And given how the Yankees look without Aaron Judge in the lineup, until he's able to swing a bat and see how he feels, this season feels like it's already over. He can maintain he's coming back. The Yankees can tell you all they want. There hasn't been enough that has happened in the time that has already passed to fill me with all that much optimism, especially when you get to hear what the Yankees tell you on a regular basis. We've gone through the sound bites with Aaron Boone over the last couple of weeks about different things that have popped up here. It doesn't feel like anybody can just be honest. And then you get the trade deadline that comes and goes. And to me, the trade deadline this year for the Yankees was clear cut, man. Clear cut. If there was ever a time where there would be a team that would say, you know what, we're going all in on this season. If they're actually confident the Judge is coming back, as they say, right? Like if that's based in reality and they really think the Judge is coming back this year, given the landscape of the American League, given the landscape of the CBA negotiations after this year, you would think if there was ever a time to go all in on a season, this would be the one. And we talked about it before the trade deadline. Well, it's obvious. It's obvious the Yankees are going to be adding significant pieces, right? And then about, I guess it was about a week or so ago, I started to get a bad feeling. Because when there were a lot of reports leading up to a trade deadline, the Yankees are making calls, the Yankees are going to be active, the Yankees are going to do this. Oh, they're talking to this team, they're talking to that team. They're everywhere, they're talking to everybody. When that's the reporting, that to me is a sign, man, nothing really big is going to happen. It's when it's silent, when it's radio silence, boom, things happen. Whoa, look at that. That's when things happen. And that hasn't been the case here for the last couple of years. And it certainly was not the case this year. For the Yankees to come away from the trade deadline in a year where they are almost guaranteed to make the playoffs this year. They are almost guaranteed, because the American League's not very good. You know, the Red Sox, they're going to go right by them here like the Yankees are standing. They're going to be standing still compared to the Red Sox. And the Rays, well, it looks like the Rays are, the Yankees' chance to catch the Rays just left town. But there's not that many good teams in the American League, so you would think, hey, we're going to be able to get ourselves in the tournament this year. We're almost guaranteed by the start that we had, and we're just kind of living off that. We've been playing basically 500 baseball since then, since when we had Aaron Judge. You would think that would be the year. Hey, and let's raise the floor on this group. What do you have to do to raise the floor on this group? Well, you got to be able to get a catcher. Got to be able to get a catcher. I don't think that there's a team that's in the playoffs has as glaring a hole as the Yankees had at catcher, and they didn't do a thing. They didn't do anything. And the excuses. There's a line, and I say this to my son all the time, when you're good at making excuses, you're rarely good at anything else. And the Yankees, man, they had more than enough excuses. Well, you know, we didn't line up. Teams were asking for too much. There weren't that many catchers on the market. The market moved away from us. Well, go find it. Go find the market. Go find the market. It was clear in the offseason. It's been clear for the last couple of years that Austin Wells is not blossoming as an offensive player. And over the last year and a half, not just this year, this is not just a bad year that came out of nowhere. Over the last year and a half, his OPS plus is at 80. 80. Now this year it's at 50. So it's trending downward. But to watch a trade deadline come and go where catchers get dealt and get dealt to your division rivals, so to speak, and you're not able to get one, and you know, it just didn't work out for us. Well, then that just tells me you don't care. It tells me you don't really care. You know, you can say whatever you want, but your actions speak louder than words. And for you to have as glaring a hole as that, and for there to be guys available that you didn't want to pay the price on, and that's what it comes down to. When it's that crystal clear, when it's that obvious to everyone, and even the general manager has been saying it for weeks. And for you not to do anything to regard that position at the trade deadline when other guys got moved is just a sign that, you know what? We didn't really care all that much. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Everything's going to be fine. We'll be all right. We don't want to pay that price. The price was just too high. Everybody else was able to get and improve on what they needed. Red Sox are able to do it. The Rays are able to do it. But you're not able to do it. And to believe what Brian Cashman would tell you, you would have to have faith in what he says. And it feels like over the years that we have more than enough of a track record now to know you just can't blindly believe what he tells you. And, you know, it used to be a thing when he first got the job in those first few years and coming up under Stick Michael. There was a thing that he would talk about. You know, one of the things he learned from Stick Michael was never lie, never blatantly lie. If you know something's not true, don't say it. And it feels like over the years, he's taken more advice from George Costanza, where it's not a lie if you believe it. If you believe it, it's not a lie. And to think that, well, you know what, the prices were just too high for us. Well, if the prices were just too high for you, and everybody else was willing to pay those prices, maybe you're just cheap at the end of the day. Maybe the problem is you. Everybody else, or not maybe everybody, but more than enough teams were able to make moves that improved them at the trade deadline. But yet at the end of the, well, you know, that's just too high a price. Well, we've seen what's in your wallet over the years. Like, we know what the Yankee prospects that have been highly touted over the years, what they actually turn out to be more times than not. So for you to tell me, you know what, the prices were just too, we couldn't afford, oh no, we like our young players. The Yankees, as we know them, are now dead. You know, there used to be a time where most of us that are awake at these hours remember that the Yankees were about winning and about championships and about going for it. That, while it might be the same brand, that brand is gone. We should stop expecting it. We should stop look to it. And for all the people who told me this year, the Yankees are carrying themselves with a different urgency. Oh, the Yankees have a different because they held Anthony Volpe down in the minors for an extra week, or because they cut Randall Grichuk. Oh, the Yankees, they're really going for it this year. Oh, they started Gerrit Cole. Get lost. They don't have any urgency because there is no urgency within the Yankee organization. Everything's safe. Everything's calm. The Yankees, forget about being risk averse. They are pathologically addicted to status quo. That's the only lesson that you can take from what they did at the trade deadline. To have glaring needs at catcher and, to me, in the bullpen. You know, a bunch of catchers got moved at the trade deadline. Yankees couldn't get one. You couldn't get one guy. And the idea, well, we weren't in on Leon Hicks. He's a left-hander. You could use a left-handed catcher. You could use a catcher. But it just shows you how, I think, as a lot of us as fans, have been conditioned over the years to just keep expecting less and less and less. And this trade deadline, you got less. Now, look, do I like a couple of Luis Garcia? Yeah, that's fine. Ramos in the outfield? Yeah, look, you got to add somebody. You can't score any runs. You got to add somebody for nothing. But it's almost like the Yankees went shopping, like they were out of a couple of ingredients for dinner, and they went to the supermarket, and they came home with the same ingredients they already had. The Yankee organization that you remember, defined by championships, defined by winning, about going for it, looking to do everything they can to improve, they had one last chance to improve this group, a group who offensively has been dreadful from the moment that Aaron Judge went down. And they basically said, we'll pick up a little piece here. Look, we don't have to do anything major. Never tell me again about the pressure that's building on the Yankee organization, the pressure that's building on Brian Cashman, the pressure that's building on Aaron Boone. It doesn't exist. The Yankee organization that you remember, that I remember, that maybe you grew up with, that I grew up with, that thing is gone, and it ain't coming back. It would be like me going back to the Sunrise Mall where I spent many a year as a kid. Sunrise Mall, I think, is shut by now. But I think that, you know, it would be like me going to the Sunrise Mall and looking to buy an Orange Julius. It's not there anymore. Can't get an Orange Julius. And you can't have a Yankee organization that ever goes for it. Because again, what is the goal of the Yankee organization? It's not to be great in any specific year. It's to be good every single year. Be good. That if you could give Brian Cashman two buttons in front of him, and one button was the Yankees would be a good team for the next 30 years, and one team, the other button is you'd win a World Series. Now, you'd have some bad seasons after that, but you'd win a World Series for the first time since 2009. He's hitting the first button so much that he's going to break it. The Yankee organization that you remember, that you grew up with, I grew up, that thing is done, man. It ain't about what, they're just like everybody else now. They just have nice uniforms, but they're just like everybody else. And if you needed any further proof, the baseball trade deadline of 2026 was all the proof that you would ever need.